Okay, this is recording. And let me just see who.
Ross, do you want to mute me? Because when I mute that button, I get that pop up on my screen. Thank you. You've wanted to do that for a long time. Now you get to do it.
There we go. All right. No attendees anyway. Well, who wants to be in the organizational meeting, right? We are still technically in session from the last meeting. So I will entertain a motion to close the meeting, our swear in ceremony meeting. Oh, and you may have to unmute. There we go. Oh, Beth has her hand raised.
I'll make that motion.
Oh, there's a motion. I'll take Beth as a second.
Okay.
So all in favor, let's see, Beth?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Wendy? Dave?
Yes.
And Ross is a yes. Okay. All right, so we can now begin the next meeting.
Do we have Jeff?
He is here.
Okay, good. All right. Do we have the chief? I'm seeing everybody in my gallery. There's a lot of blanks. That's
No, they're here. Oh, okay. All three chiefs, Jeff, Elaine, all commissioners are here. Do we? Are we beginning with the pledge again?
Yes, we would.
You're still in the same meeting.
Oh, we just closed it out. We just closed out the swear-in ceremony, so we can begin the organizational meeting. We came out of, so how we had to do, we had to come out of executive session and officially close the swear-in ceremony meeting so we can officially begin the organizational meeting.
Okay.
We already voted on it. So you're right. It would have been the same meeting.
You could have just rolled right with it.
Yeah, no, you're right. In hindsight, being what that is, right? You should come back and be a commissioner again.
Maybe when I'm done doing this.
No, but you are absolutely correct. It would have been the swear-in organizational meeting. So, so how do you want to do that there, Dave?
What we have to do is at this point, we have to designate a temporary chairman in order to call.
Oh, that's right.
Normally it's Jeff does that as the treasurer person. That's what they used to do it.
Well, he's not the treasurer at this point.
I think it's got to be because that's appointed.
It's got to be a commissioner because we don't have, at this moment, we don't have a secretary or a treasurer because neither have been sworn yet.
That works for the treasurer when it's an elective position, not an appointed position.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so Dave, are we calling our meeting back to order, seeing we already voted out of the other one?
No, we'll call a new meeting with because this will keep it cleaner too.
All right. And just out of curiosity, we're going with the swear-ins that you and Wendy did?
Yes, we'll go with that. But we need to, all we have to do is do the, what we have to start off with is designate a temporary chairman, which would have to be one of the elected, one of the commissioners at that point. And then we would do the pledge again.
Okay.
And then we have to designate the chairperson for the board, and then we can actually start the meeting.
All right. So I'll make a motion to designate Dave Costello as the temporary chair.
So moved.
All right, Sue?
Yeah.
Beth?
Yes.
Wendy? Oh, let me just so I can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, yes, all right. Dave?
Yes.
And Ross is a yes. So congratulations, Dave. You're the temporary chair for a couple minutes.
Okay. So I will ask that everybody say the Pledge of Allegiance. Ross, do you have your flag still?
I do. Yeah. Let me, sorry, I hit a button here. Okay. Well, let me hit this. Okay. Share screen and share. So is that, everybody see that?
Everybody
yes. See
all right.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. That probably taped really nicely, since all of us were cut off at about arm shoulder level, if that came out. Okay, so now what we would have to do now is we would have to ask for nominations for to elect the chairperson of the board for the year 2021.
I nominate Dave Costello for the year.
Second. All right. Sue?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
And Ross is a yes. Congratulations, Dave. Everything is on you now.
Okay, cool. And the first thing that we will do is so that we can have somebody else actually go around the room and say yes, yes, yes. We will, we have to appoint a district secretary and deputy treasurer for the year 2021. And I would make that motion that it would be Elaine Erkman.
Second.
And I guess I'll have to go around the room. Beth?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Wendy? I think that was a yes. and Ross?
Yes.
And Dave is a yes. Okay. So now what we have to do is, Elaine, do you have the copy of what you have to say for the oath of office for the fire district secretary, deputy treasurer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you wish to raise your right hand and read that, and then we will.
Okay. I, Elaine Erkman, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and I will faithfully discharge the duties of fire district secretary and deputy treasurer to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. And now what we will do is I need a motion to appoint Jeffrey Prescott as the district treasurer for the year 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now, Jeffrey, do you happen to have the oath for the treasurer position?
I do.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand and repeat that oath of the fire district treasurer, please?
I am standing and my right hand is up, just so you know.
Okay.
I, Jeff Prescott, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Fire District Treasurer according to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Thank you. Okay, now it's, I would like to make a note in this organizational meeting that Wendy and I were both sworn in at the previous swearing in ceremony at 10 a.m. this morning. So that is in those minutes. And a reminder that also the chief, first assistant, and second assistant chiefs were sworn in at that meeting. And another reminder that myself, Wendy, the secretary and treasurer, and I believe the chiefs as well, have to go to the town clerk and attest to that they have taken their oaths.
Dave, do you do that before you take the commissioner training? I thought it was you had to do your training and we then go.
You have to do it within 30 days of being elected to the position.
Okay, yeah. So it doesn't hinge on completing the training course.
No, it doesn't. That okay. Actually, that was the one thing I learned in March after going to the training that I should have signed 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So that's something that we can do. The one thing I'm not sure of is if the town clerk is like available to be able just to walk in and do that signature, or if we have to set up appointments. I'm going to defer to somebody that may work in that building to let us know if we could just stop in.
I will let you know tomorrow when I get, or Monday, sorry, when I go to work.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know the answer.
Okay, I had heard that some of the buildings were closed and you needed appointments to get in to see, and I don't know if that is the case with our town clerk. Okay, thank you, Jeff.
And some people do walk in, but I'm not sure what their business is. Okay. I will let you know.
Okay, thank you. So that we will do. And for everyone, we will also, and again, thank you, Wendy, for the new acquisition of the Torah. So you will sign that. And for everyone else, we do have the Bible that is in the rec or in the commissioner's room that we will all sign as well. Something to state for Wendy, there is your badge is in the bin that is labeled as Mike Bartlett. We'll get that switched around. My bin is actually the set of keys for you to have. It's in a manila envelope. So that's in there. The other thing that's in your bin right now is the iPad. I was speaking with Ross about it. I did turn it on this morning and it said it was still locked in April of 2020 and it said to wait 15 minutes. So I wasn't planning on being at the firehouse this morning for very long after I checked that out. We'll turn that on. We're unsure if we know the password. It should be I believe it's at the regular preset password, which we will discuss not in an open meeting. And we'll make sure that that's set up, so that you do have a district iPad as well. I think Ross a year or two ago went crazy trying to get all of us so that we could actually get into the iPads and had to go through Apple, if I remember correctly.
That's very accurate, and we may end up having to do the same.
We may have to do that again, just so you know. It was a lengthy process, you will have one, and it's actually there. You have one. You just may not be able to use it. Okay. So that takes care of those items. I'm just going through the checklist here. So we have that and that. Just making sure. I need a motion to appoint John Sopp as the district statistician for the year 2021.
So moved. Second.
Who was the first?
Sue.
Okay, thank you. Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy? Did I hear Wendy?
Yes.
So now, what I need, hold on. We did this monthly. Boom, I have it right here. Just going through my notes, what I will need, I'm using my handy dandy calculator right now. Divided by 12 equals, I need a motion to establish the salary of treasurer for the calendar year 2021 at $671.62.
Is that the 2021 number that I
gave? Yes, divided
okay.
by 12.
Divided by 12, okay. So yeah. Moved.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, and now I need a motion to establish the salary of Secretary Deputy Treasurer at $329.40.
So moved.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, and now I need a motion to establish the salary of statistician at $361.64 per month.
So moved. For a second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that takes care of those positions. The I need a motion to establish the hourly salary of the station keeper at $16.53.
I think that was supposed to be moved up.
That was from last year. It's going up from $16.32 to $16.53.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Now, the one thing that will be noted here, because we are not currently hosting any outside activities at the fire station, the approved personnel host list will be designated in the monthly meeting when we can start those activities up again. Okay, that just has to be noted. I believe these numbers stayed the same. I looked this up. I'll need a motion to appoint William Young as the district's attorney for the year 2021 with a retainer fee of $250 and an hourly rate of $285 and $150 for travel time.
I'm moved.
Second.
What did you say the retainer fee was?
The retainer with a retainer fee of $250 and an hourly rate of $285.
Okay.
And $150 for the travel time.
Okay. Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
I need a motion to establish the First National Bank of Scotia as the official bank, and Pioneer Commercial Bank and Key Bank as secondary banks for the district for the year 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Roseanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make the motion to establish the Daily Gazette, the Schenectady Daily Gazette, as the official publication for the district for the year 2021.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
We'll need a motion to reimburse travel expenses for the year 2021 at the current federal business standard mileage rate.
So moved.
I'll second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
I need a motion to authorize a signature on district checks by either our current our treasurer, Jeffrey Prescott, or deputy treasurer, Elaine Erkman, for the calendar year 2021.
Now, we have talked about adding a second signature to the checks. Is that something that should be done now, or is that something that we want to discuss in January?
I would say that we would.
I think that ends up being a January meeting, because I think we have to create that financial policy.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. All right. But it can be adjusted once that policy is in place, which... I know McNeil has provided us, I think, an example policy too for that. But you're right.
Right.
We want to have that check.
Okay. That
is correct. Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you for the reminder, Beth. I have that.
No problem.
I was looking at. I actually was looking at that. That is correct.
Beth.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Suzanne.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, and now we need a motion to hold the monthly Board of Fire Commissioner meetings on the third Monday of every month in the year 2021, whether virtual or in person at the firehouse at 7 p.m. to be preceded by a 6:30 workshop. And the notice to appear in the official publication with copies entered into the.
So moved.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
I need a motion to renew district membership in the Association of Fire Districts in the state of New York for the calendar year 2021.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, now we're moving on to district policies for the year 2021. And we will be, that financial policy we will be bringing up in the regular January meeting. So that I have there. The one policy that we have to update and to approve separately, I believe, would be the Regulations and Procedures for the Conduct of Fire District Elections, number 3. It's updated to reflect the current salaries paid to the workers of the election.
There are a couple other ones, Dave. One is, so section 6 and section 7, which are both use of meeting and training room policy for non-members and use of meeting and training room member policy. Both of those reflect a 7:30 p.m. start time for the district board meeting. So those times would just have to be updated.
I don't understand that. What's that about?
So here, let me just read it for you. I'll just read you the part that the problem.
Okay.
Within the use of meeting request policy, it indicates that, just find it, that an individual needs to come to the board meeting with the application. The problem is that the time indicated on that policy is 7:30 p.m. Start time.
All right.
For the board meeting.
That means, let's say we have a firefighter that wants to use the meeting room for his kids' registration for T-ball. He has to come in person to the meeting?
That is what this is indicating. So let me just read you the section. So this one is section, it's a G for under the non-member. So that reads, okay. Those wishing to utilize the facilities must submit in person a written application located on page 4 of this document to the Board of Fire Commissioners at its monthly meeting, which occurs the third Monday of the month starting at 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
So that's the time frame that needs to change. So just probably from today's standpoint, if we approve with an amended start time, we should be good, even though we'll probably need to look at that whole process anyway. But
people could drop off their application to use the facility to the station admin. They do not have to appear in person at the commissioner's meeting.
Yeah, we would just have to update the policy to reflect that. Right now, the way the policy reads, they have to show up in person at 7:30 p.m.
And I don't think anybody has ever come in person except Len Prevost. mother-in-law's birthday party.
Right.
I mean, I don't have an objection to somebody dropping that, especially when we have a station administrator, just mailing in the application or dropping it off.
I don't think any of us probably would have an objection to revising it to be way more people friendly. It's just that it's a policy that's in there right now.
And the time is definitely wrong. Yeah.
And just because we're going through the policies.
Sure.
I 100% agree with you. I think we just need to adjust it.
Okay. Thank you.
So those were those two. Was there one other one too?
Yep, stand by. We got the records. Just so the board is aware, the records retention policy that was voted on in, I believe, September, that has been reflected to update the LGS1 in the policy manual.
Also, and that is section 22 of the
policy
records manual. Retention policy.
Yes. Yep. And also section 24, the social media policy was also updated to reflect the update on September 17th of 2018, because the one in the book was prior to that. And then the only other one, and this is something we can probably adjust at the regular meeting, was on section 28, which is the optional cell phone plan. My understanding from Jeff is, I think the name of that, it used to be like a WISCA, or there was a name for that Verizon used that's actually in the policy. And I think that name has changed. So probably at the next meeting, we can update the policy and probably remove the reference to that particular contract that Verizon has, because that doesn't really have anything to do with us anyway.
Yes, those were the, hold on. So now with those, with the updates just mentioned and the other policies in place and what will happen if approved, the adopting the district policies for the year 2021, we will update everything to reflect the 2021 calendar year, because our policies, some of those policies have not been just even updated and signed by new chairpersons since 2012, 2013. We found a couple of those that were still in the book. I believe they were updated in 2015. They just weren't reflected in the book that's in the radio room. They were signed by past chairpersons. So we'll get that updated. I, as chairperson, I would sign them, and we would have our district secretary sign them as witness that they have been reviewed and updated. And then throughout the year, with the updates that we need, as well as the any of the public entities were required to create the pandemic operation plan, which has to be done by April 1st, we will add that to our policies, which is based by New York State statute now that we have to do that. We'll add that in as well, but that's not something that we would pass along right now. So what we would need is a motion to adopt our current policies, which are procurement, alcohol, investment, medical, chief's vehicle, use of meeting, which we just talked about, use of meeting for non-members and use of meeting for members, host assignment and duties policy, cell phone policy we just spoke of, that may be revised with that new name of that actual.
Actually, that is not that one. That is a different policy. That is section 28, which is the optional cell phone plan, district phone policy. And with regard to the cell phone policy, that one is outdated. Okay. Because we don't have district cell phones that we don't have
districts. We would need to remove the cell phone policy because we do not have, we would have to change that over to district iPad policies.
Right.
Yes. And so we will take that out. And in the January meeting, we will introduce, instead of the credit card policy, we will introduce the iPad policy.
The cell phone policy, but it'll get adjusted.
Adjusted. The vehicle accident review board policy, the credit card policy, the fire district election policy, which was just updated, the motor vehicle record policy, sexual and non-sexual harassment policies, the code of ethics, substance abuse policy, travel policy, drill policy, records retention and disposal, our disposition policy. We just mentioned that we updated that to reflect what was passed in the August 2020 meeting. The national incident management policy, the LOSAP oversight policy, the vehicle operator policy, the New York Uniform Fire Prevention and Building Code policy, the social media policy was updated. Requirements for attending training courses policy, the tobacco free zone policy, district phone plan policy will be, we can adopt that now and update at our next meeting. The standard workday policy and the whistleblower policy. And I have to, we need a motion to adopt those policies.
I'll make a motion to adopt as we amend with the amendments that we've indicated, which were the meeting times on the use of meeting and training room policy and the use of by non-members and use of meeting and training room member by members.
Ross?
Yep.
I have two to add, fund balance policy. And agreement between the town of Glenville and East Glenville Driving Services.
Okay.
Added.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Those are section 30 and 31, Dave. So you probably missed those on your...
On the sheet.
Did you mention driver age policy?
Yeah. If it's okay, Dave, can I just read through them as they are in order on the table of contents for the policy manual?
Yeah, that might be a better way to go.
Okay.
You could actually make that motion and read through all of them, and that way there we have them in the...
So I'll make a motion to approve our policies as I'm about to indicate with the amendments that I'm about to indicate. So section one, which is alcohol beverage consumption policy. Section two, chief's vehicle policy. Section three, which is the medical records for firefighters policy. Section four, procurement policy. Section five, which is the investment policy. Section six, with amendment, use of meeting and training room policy for non-members, with the time changing from 7:30 to 7 p.m. Section seven, use of meeting and training room policy by members, with an amendment, time changing from 7:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Section eight, host assignments and duties. Section nine, cell phone policy. Section 10, credit card policy, with amended updates to reflect the positions which are assigned the credit cards, as opposed to the individual's name who is assigned the credit card. Section 11, travel policy. Section 12, code of ethics. Section 13, sexual and non-sexual harassment policy. Section 14, substance abuse policy. Section 15, vehicle operator policy. Section 16, motor vehicle record policy. Section 17, vehicle accident review board policy. Section 18, national incident management systems policy. Section 19, drill policy. Section 20, LOSAP audit policy. Section 20, fire district elections policy. Section 22, records retention policy, indicating the updated records retention of LGS1 in the new policy. Section 23, New York State Uniform Fire Prevention and Code policy. Section 24, social media policy, to reflect the updated policy that was adopted on September 17th, 2018. Section 25, driver age policy. Section 26, requirements for attending training courses. Section 27, tobacco-free zone policy. Section 28, optional cell phone plan, district phone plan policy. Section 29, standard workday policy. Section 30, fund drive policy. Section 31, agreement between Town of Glenville and EGFD driving services. And section 32, whistleblower policy.
What are the driving services?
That is allowing the town to drive our vehicles for service.
Oh, to go into the shop. Okay, yeah. I remember. Thank you.
Ross, one question.
Yep.
Section five, the investment policy. I don't know if we need to update that to include the New York class place that we have the investment money with. That was approved, I believe, in October.
I believe you are correct. That probably was not reflected in that. So as amended on section five to reflect the New York class investment option. Is that a good way to say that? I think so.
Sure.
Thank you, Jeff. I'll second that motion.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
I don't know if you have the electronic version of this, Wendy. We will definitely, Ross can get that out to you, or I can send it to you. We will work with, and a big thanks to Ross. I know you spent a lot of time. I think that was, I don't know what night it was. It was the other night. It was, I think you had sent us an email at like 12:30 in the following morning. You were finishing it up. So thank you for putting that all electronically. And like I mentioned, we'll Elaine and I will make sure that those are all updated. I noted that you have all the blanks for us to be able to sign that. And what we'll be able to do is, since it's electronically, we would be able to take this once they're all signed, not only have it in the radio room, but we could send it to all the members electronically so that all the members can have a copy of all of the policies as well. That will be great. So thank you for that, Ross. Okay, I just dropped my sheet. What did I just do with it? Here we go. I got it. I found it. I attached it to the policies. We need a motion to pay all vouchers by abstract with the approval of the Board of Fire Commissioners. That's the monthly abstract that we approve at the monthly meetings. And I can make that motion.
I'll second it.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, and we will need a motion to pay the fixed salaries or compensation for services of officers or employees regularly engaged at agreed wages or salaries by the hour, day, week, month, or year.
So moved.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay. We need a motion to pay principal or interest in indebtedness prior to audit.
So
I'll make the motion.
Or second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, I'll need a motion to pay amounts becoming due upon lawful contracts for a period exceeding 1 year. In addition, the payments for claims for public utility services, such as electric, gas, water, sewer, telephone, the payment for of postage, freight, and express charges prior to the audit. Those monthly audits.
So moved.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Good. Gotta watch this next one. I know this guy. We need a motion to allow the chief to spend up to $999.99 per purchase on items required during the periods between monthly board meetings, not to exceed $2,000 per month.
So moved.
Second. Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
And now this is more my notes. The full amount of the excess carryover will be reported at the January board meeting. Jeffrey probably already has that number. I don't think we need to know it now.
I have that number because I still haven't gotten all the December bills yet.
Oh, okay. Let's see. We have worked on the committees and we will have that fully filled out at the, we did, this is what we did last year, we had it fully filled out for the regular January Commissioners Board meeting. And then at the next board meeting, the treasurer will submit for the board's review, counting of all monies received, dispersed during the preceding year of 2020, which is the normal thing that happens every January. And yes, I'm just going through my notes here. Statistician John Sopp will report the LOSAP, will give us the LOSAP reports, and they will be reviewed and for submittal in February of 2021. And that's what I have, unless I missed something. And actually the secretary, because she's the one taking the notes and probably has that format, did I miss anything, Elaine?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Any of the other, the rest of the board, was anything missed with this meeting that you know of?
Okay. No, I think by default the secretary is the records management officer, correct?
That is correct.
I'm just looking, reading the big book, and that's just the last thing under that checklist. But I don't think we have to do anything with that.
Yeah.
This has on here annual registration of domain name, which I guess is our website. I think we do that. Jeff handles that anyway. I don't know if it's something we have to approve or not. The summary says, since most domain names may require annual registration requirements, the organizational meeting is the appropriate time for this reminder. So
it's a reminder and not a motion then.
Yeah, I guess so. So eastglenvillefd.com is the domain name.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that automatically renews as far as a bill is concerned. I don't know if you need to manually approve it every year. I don't know what the rules are on that, but it automatically renews as far as a billing is concerned.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do there, Dave, with regard to that?
We probably want to make sure that it's in the record that we will continue to do this yearly.
Okay.
I would just say that it's just a reminder to that we have an annual renewal of our domain name, which is eastglenvillefd.com.
Right.
Just so you understand, the annual period is January 14 to January 13 on a little bit of a fiscal basis.
Okay.
But as far as I know, there was nothing we had to do that was just an automatic renewal.
Right. I didn't know if we had to approve, if there was additional approving or not. Maybe it's just a reminder. It's just this just says it's a reminder for that. So
reminder.
We are so reminded.
Okay. Good. And now just something while we're in the organizational meeting, and I believe that the chief is still here as well. The one thing that I know definitely Wendy and I will have to do is take the training, the fire commissioner training. Every time you get elected, you have to do that. And I might have to pull Jeffrey in here. What we had talked about, and I don't remember if we had budgeted this. I thought we had, but I couldn't find it. I was going back through previous meeting minutes. I thought we discussed it in like October, but was to give the availability to the chief, first assistant chief, and second assistant chief of attending that training as well. For the chief, it would be a good refresher. For the first assistant and second assistant chiefs, that would be something that they may not have attended before. And also, I believe we were going to open that up to the the secretary and the treasurer to attend that as well. Do you have recollections of that, anybody? I could not find it in any of the notes.
I don't think we made a formal motion on that, but we discussed that that would be a good thing to do, to open it up.
Okay.
And, Jeff, don't we usually just vote on giving you the right to cut checks for that?
Yeah, basically. I mean, you would approve the attendance if the individuals chose to attend, and then obviously there's a cost to it. That's all.
Right.
Okay. And so I guess that would be in the, you know, Chief, let us know if you and your assistants would like to go to attend that. Whether I think right now, when I last checked, which was yesterday, there is supposed to be an actual in-person one in Clifton Park at their fire department. I've been there once, and I went to Wilton once with Beth, and the last time I went was with Brian at the one. And it's, you know, it's easy access. We all, you know, you can get right there. But if that does not work, we can always, you know, there is always the option for the online training program, which I believe Ross and Suzanne did last year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah, which is actually still a good program too. I like the in-person because I like to get that free legal advice if we can. There's a couple of things that we've talked about, as you know, that, you know, it's always good to have that questions, and it's also good for, you know, if we are able to commingle with other commissioners or even other chiefs, you know, local, it would be local area. It's nice to have that you know, availability. So I guess that would be something we'll bring up in the regular January meeting. But Chief, just let us know, and we would surely accommodate that. I think it would be great, you know, for the chiefs to all be involved in that training and get that overview.
No, absolutely, I agree. Having gone through, and I think it's excellent training. Kind of gives a great overview of the administration of the district. So I'll check with the other assistants, and we'll get back to you. Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it.
I think we got an email this morning that they're having that training at Turning Stone. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I forwarded that to you this morning.
Yes, you did.
It was actually in Beth, for whatever reason, like I said to you this morning, hey, I just saw this. It was in my possible. I didn't realize it. I now have a possible spam folder. That and the one email from you, I don't know why it was in there. So you must have looked a little sketchy. I don't know why.
Zan, you don't need to be enjoying that quite as much as you are. Sketchy. Really, Ross, you see how they're treating me? Sketchy.
I don't know. All the rest of yours came through fine. It was.
That is? Because I was giving him a big compliment about what a great job he's done preparing for this upcoming year. And since I didn't share that with everybody, I would like to now say thank you, Dave. You've done a great job. Ross, I thank you for all your time and your technical assistance. Chief Shemakowski and your two assistants, thank you for stepping up and being willing to serve. And Wendy and Dave, thank you very much. Remember, it's only an hour and a half once a month.
Once a month, hour and a half. And there's nothing in between whatsoever.
Don't worry about it.
And thank you all. This is we have a great board. So
I think, and we're full again, which is great.
Right.
The one thing that I will definitely do, and I'll loop you in on it, Beth, is my homework. It may not be today, but I will contact Lindsay about that.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll go from there.
Good.
So I think if we are done, and it's actually 3 minutes before noon, I would need if everything's done, I would need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Yes.
Yes.
Us.
Yes.
Suzanne.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Wendy.
Yes.
everybody, please go have an awesome rest of your New Year's.
Yeah, happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.